Gimel Nissen, Monday the 19th of March, Rabbi Leibish Heller, Kiddush before Netilas Yadayim.
Rabbi Sayem, the topic I want to address today is only slightly related to Pesach, but the Mechaber brings, the Rama, Simen Tov Ayin Gimel Nichos Pesach, after the Mechaber brings the din of Moizgin Lekois Rishon, says the Rama, the Ein Lito Yodov Klal Koidim Kiddush. One should not wash one's hands before Kiddush by Leila Seder. Anim Ein Yodov Nikiyo Yisito Ma'at, Aval Ein Levorach Ala Netila. Okay. So the Rama in Hilchos Pesach brings a halacha that on this night one should not wash one's hands before Kiddush. What's pshat? What? Oh, what's pshat? Says the Magen Avraham that the Rama over here is addressing those who are noyig throughout the year, that they wash their hands before Kiddush, like all the German Yidden, like all the Yekis. What? Some. What? That they wash before Kiddush. Says the Rama, Leila Seder, you shouldn't do so, because on a regular night, on a regular Shabbos, Kiddush is what it is. It's limited, and therefore it's directly related to the Suda, and it's not. It doesn't constitute a hefstik between the Netilas Yadayim and the Suda. But on Leila Seder, we have the Haggadah, and then there's a likelihood of being Messiah Das and not being careful about guarding one's hands. So over there, on a night like that, you should do Kiddush first and only wash at the appropriate time just before you're going to have the Hamitz. This is the Ram over here, but I want to address the subject in general. This whole concept of washing before Kiddush. What's the source? What's the mocker? Why some do, some don't? So there's a Mishnah in Brachis, Daf Nun Beis, where the Mishnah brings a Machlokes, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, with regards to various things to do with the Suda, and one of them is the question with regards to Meziga Sayayin. Meziga Sayayin was the adding of water to the wine, which Bizman HaShas was a necessity, and it was the whole ritual of how you did it. So the question over here in the Mishnah is, so Bisham Yomim Neitlin Yadayim, Va'achar Kach Moizgin HaSakos. Do Netilas Yadayim first, and then you can do Meziga HaSakos. It's not a problem to do Meziga HaSakos between Netilas Yadayim and the Suda. And clearly, Kiddush will also fall in somewhere in between over there. Bisilu Leimrim Moizgin HaSakos, Va'achar Kach Neitlin Yadayim. First do Meziga HaSakos. Meziga HaSakos is a job that takes concentration and focus. You have to do it correctly. It's a profession that needs focus, and therefore do Meziga HaSakos first, and only then should you wash your hands. So to Machlekes B'Shamay B'Silo. But this Machlekes is limited to Meziga HaSakos. This Machlekes does not address Kiddush itself. But be that as it may, Meziga HaSakos serves as a hefsik. Comes along the Rabbeinu Yoina, and many of the Rishonim here on this Mishnah, and they ask a question. There's a Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuvvav, where the Gemara says, Omar Rav. Rav said, Noitel Odom Yodov Shachris, Umasna Aleim Kolayim Kuloy. In theory, Rav said a person could wash his hands in the morning and make a Tanai, that this washing of the hands should cover for the entire day, and you won't have to wash ever again, not before a Suda, not before a Tefillah. So if that could work, if you can have one Netilah covering for 12 hours, why should the few minutes of Meziga, as many minutes as it takes, why should that be a problem? So it's a question on Bisil, yeah, it's a question on Rav. And the Gemara goes on over there in Chulin, and the Gemara says that Ravino actually instructed to the people of a place called Pixo the Arbus, he said to them, Kegoy Natun, for example, you, the Lainafisha Luchumaya, you don't have a lot of water. You don't have a lot of water available to you. So mashi yadaychu mitzafra. Wash your hands in the morning. Va'asnu alayu kula yayma. And therefore you can make a tanai for the entire day. So Ravina instructed that they should do so. The Gemara then questions whether this Ravina is actually a follow-on from Rav's din, or it's being chaylik on Rav's din. Because since Ravina said, kigoyin atun, since Ravina said, you who do not have water, so some say that Ravina did not agree with Rav that this is a lekatchila. Ravina is actually disagreeing, and he's saying it's only v'shas hadchak. It's only in difficult circumstances where there's no water that one can behave this way. But others say, even without a shas hadchak. And if that's the case, then this is exactly the din of Rav. But be that as it may, Rav says that you can wash in the morning and leave it to the evening. So this is the question that Yishayim ask. Comes along the Rabbeinu Yoyna. And the Rabbeinu Yoyna says that Rav in his word said that you can wash in the morning and make a tanai. Make a tanai means that you have intention not to be Masiach Das. That you're guarded for the duration of the day to make sure that your hands are never going to reach a point where they're going to require another netila. So that tanai works. But over here the Mishnah is discussing doing a meziga without a tanai. And without a tanai, even a few minute gap could require a new netila. And therefore, Beis Hillel say you should first do the meziga and then the netila siyadash.
How can it be such a time? Go to the bathroom, you need to wash your hands. Normal thing, it's not...
Yes. Apparently, yes. If there will be an exceptional circumstance, then it will require greater netilah. But so long as he can remember his tanai and live up to the tanai and be guarded about it, then as long as that lasts, then the netilah covers. In a chanami, if he'll have to violate the tanai, then of course he'll need a new netilah. So this is the teretz of the Rabbeinu Yoyin. Tosfos and Pesachim gives a different teretz. Tosfos says that when you don't have water, that's an exception. And even Rav is talking about a situation where you don't have water. The question the Gemara has later on, whether it has to be a shas hadchak, is in addition to not having water. But not having water is a precondition for being able to make this tanai. In other words, not having easy access to water. But a person who has easy access to water doesn't have this allowance of Rav to make a tanai, and therefore someone like that has to apply the netilah immediately before that which the netilah is serving. Okay, the nafkamina would be whether a person has water or not. Maybe there's another nafkamina that according to the Rabbeinu Yoyna, there is a din mesuyim, you have to actually make a tanai, and maybe according to the Tosfos and Pesachim, not. The problem is that there's another Gemara. There's a Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuvov. If it was only this Mishnah and Rav, so we can resolve the question as we've just mentioned, either by saying that Tanai is what changes this situation, if you have a Tanai that allows for making a gap, or where there's no water, the problem though is that the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuvov says the following. Rav himself says that if a person made Netilas Yadayim by mistake, by accident, before Kiddush, if a person did Netilas Yadayim before Kiddush, says Rav, lo yikadosh. He shouldn't make Kiddush. Someone else should make Kiddush on his behalf. Someone else should make Kiddush on his behalf, because for him it would be a hefzik. That's Rav in Pesachim Daf Kuvav. And the maskana, it could be that the Gemara is going to be choylik on that. The Gemara is going to bring a different memory of Hashem Rav. We'll see in a moment that disagrees with that. But in the first instance, the Gemara brings such a memory of Hashem Rav. Hanoitul Yodav lo Yikadosh. Says the Rashbam, Ela Acha Yikadosh. Who Yetzi Yedei Chayvosi Bishmiya. Because then there wouldn't be a Hezek Hadas. But if he's going to say the Nusach of Kiddush, that will constitute a Hezek Hadas. What?
Me being a Kabbalistic, do you say make Kiddush as Hezek Hadas?
No, it's the Amir of the Kiddush as Hezek Hadas. Okay, so this already, this you can tell me this, that a Tanai doesn't help, says the Rashbam. The Rashbam says over here that the Rabbi Yonah says that the fact that you're intending to eat a suda straight away, this is a perfect tanai. What does a tanai mean? A tanai means that your intention is that the netilah should cover for later. When this person washes before Kiddush, he's washing with the intent that he's going to make Kiddush and eat straight away. So it can't be any less than making a tanai in the morning that can last for 12 hours. So what's pshat? So how does it work? How does this stim with the memory of Rav himself that a person could do Kiddush, could wash in the morning and it can last for the entire day? So there's a few terutzim in the Rishonim, and I really want to focus on one teretz and explain it. The Rabbeinu Elchanan says that it looks like it's a marasayin. It looks like you're doing netilas yadayim for the wine. It looks like you're doing netilas yadayim for the wine, and the Gemara says anoytu yodav lepedes areiz megase aruach. So therefore, that's the problem. The Rabbeinu Yoni says it's a knas because you're over and divrei chachamim. The Chachmei Tzarf has given another teretz. But the Rabbi Natam in Psochim says something which seems, and on the face of it, to be very strange. The Rabbi Natam in Psochim says, you know what the difference is? The difference is that over there, you made the Tanai in the morning. So Lashon of the Rabbi Natam in Psochim. When you make the Tanai, you made the Tanai in the morning. And over here, when you wash just before Kiddush, it's not a Tanai that was made in the morning. Now why should that make a difference? Adarabu. When you make it tonight in the morning, it's a much longer gap. It's a much longer gap. Why should there be a difference between if the tonight was made in the morning or the tonight was made just before Kiddush? Why should that make a difference? Why should that make things better that the tonight was made in the morning? So very briefly, Rabbi Isa, I think I once mentioned that in general, with regards to being a kayim a mitzvah, with regards to being a mechuyev in a mitzvah, or being niftar from a mitzvah, there's a difference between someone who was niftar from the mitzvah because he was mekayim his chiyuv, someone was mekayim his chiyuv, or someone who created circumstances that he should not be mechuyev to begin with. In general, there's a difference between someone who is mechuyev in something and he has a ptur from that chiyuv, or someone who doesn't have a chiyuv altogether. Someone who doesn't have a chiyuv altogether is not the same as someone who has a chiyuv, but he was niftar from that chiyuv. For example, on Shavuot, generally, with regards to Aliyah Leregel, there's days of tashlumin. If a person wasn't able to be Aliyah Leregel, he's given a certain amount of days when he could be mashlim his chiyuv. So if somebody had the chiyuv, but he was niftar from the chiyuv, he wasn't able to do the chiyuv, either because he was an oinus, or because he was occupied with other things. So ein chinami b'shas the chiyuv, he was potur from doing the chiyuv at that time. But when we have a second opportunity to be mekayim the chiyuv, so now he should go ahead and do it. He was mechuyev bedavar, he had that chiyuv, it's just that he wasn't able to fulfill his chiyuv. He had the chiyuv, but he wasn't able to fulfill the chiyuv. So now that he's given a second opportunity, he should fulfill the chiyuv once again. But if somebody was not mechuyev to begin with, he was never part of the chiyuv, so then there's nothing to make up for and there's nothing to be mashlim. For example, Gemara says a chiger is not just potter from aliyah l'regel. A chiger is someone who's lame and can't walk. Someone who cannot walk, the Gemara darshins, is not only potter like someone who's ill or someone who's not feeling well. Someone who cannot walk is not included in the chiyuv to begin with. So even if he was nisrape later and he became better, and he's now able to walk, he has nothing to be mashal. He was not part of the chiyuv to begin with. He was not the klal chiyuv. So that's an important distinction between someone who is potur because of whatever circumstance, or someone who is not the klal chiyuv. The Gemara in Shabbos says that if a person was mahalach bederech and it came and it was choshchol and it became Shabbos and he has a wallet on him, he could put it on an animal. And the Gemara declares that he's allowed to put it on someone who's a shoita, someone who's not well. He's allowed to put it, and that person will bring it home. So if a shoita is potur because he's unable to be mekayim his chiyuv, so he won't be nenach because he doesn't have das, he can't be mekayim his chiyuv, but you can't go and cause him to do an aveira. But if the person is b'chlal not b'chlal achiyuv, then there's no ma'isa aveda here to begin with. There's no ma'isa aveda here. There's nothing that's being violated because there's no obligations to begin with. Similarly, the Achreinim say with regards to Talmud Torah, we all know that Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Talmud Torah is keneged kulam, right? Yukoraim yipninim. Talmud Torah is greater than any other mitzvah in the Torah and greater than all the other mitzvahs combined. At the same time, though, we say the halacha is that if somebody is oisik b'mitzvah, then he's potter min ha-mitzvah. Someone is oisik b'mitzvah, is potter min ha-mitzvah. If you're busy building a sukkah, you're doing a mitzvah, you're potter from any other mitzvah that comes your way. However, Talmud Torah, we say mevatlin Talmud Torah b'shem mitzvah shi'yesh alas le'edechi. You're mevatlin Talmud Torah, so Talmud Torah is treated seemingly more lightly than any other mitzvah. Talmud Torah, we're more easy to override than any other mitzvah. So the Gemara, you might cut learned from a pasuk, but the Achreinim explain what's the longest, what's the pshat. They explain that Talmud Torah is Talmud is God of nation, maybe lidei ma'isa. Talmud is greater because it's maybe lidei ma'isa. That's the advantage of Talmud Torah. Godul Talmud shem maybe lidei ma'isa, and therefore ultimately it's about ma'isa. So what's the pshat when a ma'isa comes along? That could be that's iyah shalas la'idei achirim. It's not pshat that at that point you now have two chiyuvim. You now have two chiyuvim. One chiyuv is Talmud Torah. Another chiyuv is to do a mitzvah here, and you have to know which one is nitche mipnei mi. And to say that Talmud Torah is nitche would seem to suggest that the other thing is more important than Talmud Torah. No, Talmud Torah is a chiyuv kol zman. There is no mitzvah that comes your way. When a mitzvah comes your way, at that point you're not mechuyev b'Talmud Torah. The chiyuv of Talmud Torah is 24/7 with gaps, with exceptions. When are those exceptions? Whenever there's a mitzvah yesh alas le'edechim. At that point, there is no mitzvah Talmud Torah. It's not pshat that you're mechuyev, but this chiyuv is overridden, is overtaken by a different chiyuv, or rather that at this point there is no chiyuv of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah applies where there's no ma'isa that's competing with it. When the ma'isa is competing with it, there's no chiyuv. And maybe if this time I'll come back to an afkamina lema'isa with regards to Bali Tshuva and so on with Kiruv today. So, for example, there's a difference between a chiyuv from which you're potter or not having a chiyuv to begin with. So let's take, for example, the mitzvah, the din of netilas yadayim in the morning. Netilas yadayim, washing negavas in the morning. So there's a few reasons that are given for it. Lemaisa, we go with the reason of the zoyar that was the spashit b'kol klal yisrael that we nowadays that is a ruach ra that shayda on a person when they sleep, and that ruach ra is only removed by washing your hands, and the person shouldn't walk dal damis without washing their hands, and that's taken very seriously, etc. But in the Rishonim, there are other reasons that are given. There's a reason that's given that's similar to the Koyhanim, the beginning of a day. And another reason that's brought in the Rishonim, I think it's the Shitzer Rashba, I may be wrong, is that Wechayshish, or maybe whilst he was asleep, he was Negeya b'mokoyim samachusim. Person who's asleep can't control what they're doing, so they're likely to have touched parts of their body which would require Netilas Yadayim. Yeah? So therefore, Chazal, we're metaking a chiyuv of washing your hands in the morning. The washing your hands in the morning is a kiyum of a din because you were nischayev whilst you were sleeping through negivim kaim samachus. There's nafkeminis between all these reasons. For example, if a person didn't sleep at all during the night, so if it's because of a kohen that's starting a new day of avodah, he still has to wash his hands. If it's because of the zoyas ruach ra, maybe he doesn't have to wash his hands. The ruach ra is when you sleep. But if it's the reason of the Rashba, so again, if he didn't sleep, he wouldn't have to. But even if a person sleeps, Rabbi say, if somebody would wear gloves throughout the night, if somebody would wear gloves for the entire night, you wear gloves. If you're wearing gloves, then you're certain that you're not negev b'mekayim samachusim. So someone like that wouldn't have to wash their hands in the morning. Again, taking aside the zoya, lemaisa, we go with the zoya, and for sure you would wash your hands. But only according to this shita in the Rishonim, someone like that wouldn't have to wash their hands in the morning. But someone who washes his hands in the morning and someone who puts on gloves at night are not the same. They're not doing the same thing. the person who's washing his hands in the morning was nischayev b'netilas yadayim, and he fulfilled that chiyuv through washing his hands. The person who put on gloves before he went to sleep circumvented the chiyuv. He wriggled out of the chiyuv. He managed to not become a chiyuv to begin with. And that's not the same as having a chiyuv that you're mekayim. You avoided having the chiyuv to begin with. You avoided the situation that would be mechayev you this to begin with. So Sken Zayin Rabbi Sai, this is Rabbeinu Tam, in Chul in Dav Kuvav, that says there's a difference between it's in the morning or in the evening. What's pshat? It's mamash merav sinigra. It doesn't klapi lai. The morning is okay, but 5 minutes before Kiddush is not okay. So it could be the pshat is like this. A person who is nischayev b'netilas yadayim, through Chazal, has to be mekayim et kefi takonas Chazal. And that requires that the person should not make a hefsik. That requires that the person should not make a hefsik. If you became chayiv b'netilas yadayim, if you are obligated to rid your hands of any impurity, so you have to do it in a way that complies with the specific instructions that Chazal gave. But when a person in the morning makes a tanai that his hands should be protected the entire day, what he's doing is, he's saying, I'm not going into the conditions that would require this takana to begin with. I am avoiding having to have this takana to begin with. So if you do that from the morning, from the beginning of the day, so you're not mechuyev b'netilas yadayim. If you're not mechuyev b'netilas yadayim, you could have a 12-hour gap, and then you could go without netilas yadayim. But once you were nischayev b'netilas yadayim, once you are nichlal, you are bichlal hatakona of netilas yadayim. So even a 5 minute gap is a problem. You're not doing it kifita karas chazal. This is not what works. This is not what Chazal said should be the way to rid your hands of the matzib where they need netilas yadayim. The person who's noitzel yad of shachris and masna al of kol ayoyim is in a different circumstance. He's someone who is b'chlal, not b'chlal achiyuv. Wearing gloves avoids the need for netilas yadayim. Once you chayiv netilas yadayim, it has to be done in compliance with exactly the way Chazal were attacking this takana. And this could be the pshat. 5 minutes before the bread is not good. That's not the takana of Chazal. The takana of Chazal was that there shouldn't be a hefsik. In the morning, if you're masnal of kol ayoyim, you don't need to comply with the takanas Chazal because what you're doing is you're putting a matziv that you shouldn't have the takanas Chazal to begin with. In other words, Chazal said someone who is misiach das has to do netilas yadayim. A person can bake, that it shouldn't be misiach das. That's like wearing gloves throughout the night. Lemaisa, the Gemara in Psachim continues. The Gemara says that Loi noch nafshi de Rav, and already people are forgetting the dinim of Rav. Rav is the one who says that a person who washed should not make Kiddush because it's a hefsik. So the Gemara says, how could you say such a thing? Zimnin skin. There were many times that I was in front of Rav, said the Bitzuch Bar Shmuel, and Zimnin the Chabib Alei Rifta Mekadesh Arifta, Zimnin the Chabib Alei Chamra Mekadesh Achamra. When he would prefer bread, he would make Kiddush on bread. And in those cases, clearly he would wash before he made Kiddush. So how could you say that the Kiddush itself is a hefsik? Now what the Gemara wants with this story and why this refutes the statement of Rav that you shouldn't wash before Kiddush is a machlekes. Some Rishonim say that why are you telling me that if he washed before Kiddush he doesn't have a solution and he has to get someone else to make the Kiddush? We see from this story that he has a solution. He can make Kiddush on bread. He can make Kiddush on bread, and because if you're making Kiddush on bread, you always wash before Kiddush. That's one mahalach in the Rishonim. But other Rishonim learn, no. We see from this that Kiddush is not a hefsik. And just like it's not a hefsik for bread, so too it's not a hefsik for wine. And that's the Ramah. And that's the din in Simei Reish Ayin Aleph in Hilchos Kiddush, that lemaskana we say that the Maisa Rav, that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel says that he used to make Kiddush and wash before Kiddush. He did it by bread. But from that we see that Kiddush itself, lemaisa, is not a hefsik, l'gabe netilas yadayim. And that's why many of the German communities wash before Kiddush. The exception being Leila Seder, where there's a Haggadah, and that's a Esach Hadas. Yeah. I'm just, on this note, just to come back what I mentioned earlier, about, sorry.
Would there be any reason why he couldn't have made Kiddush, said the Nusach of Kiddush,
yeah,
and then washed and then said Amaitzi?
Oh, a second time? Washed?
Rav. No, first time. Only once. But he could say the Nusach of Kiddush. Yeah, and then he could wash it. Then he could wash it.
You're saying when he was Mekadesh Harifta?
When he was Mekadesh Harifta.
Mistame, that would have been a hefsik.
Where's the hefsik?
Oh, that would have been a hefsik. And also, I'm assuming that he would want to hold the bread b'shas Kiddush. The netilah itself would be a hefsik. The netilah itself would be a hefsik between the Kiddush and the Achila.
That's the Torah of the Achila, no? It's like talking. If you need the knife or the salt or something.
I don't know. Manaf Ma'ayin Zayin. But the Gemara is in any case. What? No, he's asking about the Stam of Friday night. In any case, the Maisa, this is what he did. It could be that would have been an option. But the Gemara is learning from here that he learned that L'chadchil there's no problem in doing it this way. That Kiddush is not a Hefsik. The Maisa Kiddush is not a Hefsik. Kiddush is an extension of the Birch Sanenin. It's not a hefsik. It's leading directly to the bread. That's what the Gemara wants to say. That's what we see for the Maaser Rav. You're asking whether there could have been another Eitzah. It could be that there could have been another Eitzah, but there's no need to seek another Eitzah. Yeah, Rabbi Issa, you know what? The Rambam writes in Hilchus Mamrim, Perek Gimel, Loche Gimel. It's just a thought, b'hemshech to what we've been discussing here. The Rambam writes that if somebody is a koifer b'toira, so then he's chayv misa. Says the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Loche Gimel, Hilchus Mamrim, that the bnei akaroin b'medvar amurim b'isha koifer b'toira shebal peh b'machshavtoi u'bedvarim sheniru loy. Person who himself chose to veer away from Torah. The next generation, or certainly the following generation, ואף על פי ששום אחר כך שאויו יהודי ורואו יהודים ודוסום הרי הוא כאונוס שגידלו על תאוסום כך אלו האויכסים בדרכי אביסיים שתו לפי כך ראו להחזירם בתשובה ולמשוך איסם בדרכי שולם עד שיחזרו לאיסן התויר. This is Loshna Rambam, and this is the Yisoid for the whole Baal Tshuva movement. Rambam writes that nowadays a person, unless a person is a mumel hachis, a person who was born that way, even if he knows that the Derech HaTorah is one way, but he thinks, you know, this is not binding on him. That's the way he was raised otherwise. So then, a person like that, one should be makarav the Torah. The question is like this, Rabbi Yisai. If you have 5 minutes, you have literally 5 minutes with a yid who's not from, who's currently not yet from. What should you do during those 5 minutes? If you literally have only 5 minutes or 3 minutes. Oh, so you're saying learn Torah with him is Torah is Mamar Shabbat Yachzirem al Mutif. I would have thought so too. And many people think so, and it sounds correct. First of all, you have the Mile of Talmud Torah. Second of all, the content is could guide him if it's inspiring Divrei Torah. And third of all, Torah is a mitzvah. Torah is a mitzvah no less than any mitzvah, and more so than any other mitzvah. Oh, Lemaisa. The Rebbe, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, instructed, if you have 3 minutes with a Yid, put on tefillin with him. Wow. Do a mitzvah with him. And in halacha, it always bothered me, what's pshat? Al pi chsidus, it's clear. That sof kol sof, a person's yiridus and neshama lamata is to do a maisa gashmi in this world. It's when you do a maisa in this world that, you know, even the goyim, they say when he went up, lamailo, he said that how much you're going to yearn for a mitzvah tzitzis. The neshama comes down lamata for the mitzvah of tzitzis. He didn't say for a pshat narashva. Because the maila and a mitzvah gashmis that a person does, that it's when he does that it leaves an impact in the world, and that could fulfill the tachlis for why a person came down into this world. But l'halacha, l'chayru what pshat? L'tama Torah k'neged kulam. Why should it be less than learning Torah? What? The kiyum of a mitzvah. Yeah, but Torah is also a mitzvah. So Torah you have both revachim. And you have people. You have people who spend many months in a Baal Tshuva yeshiva somewhere, and you never put on tefillin once. But according to what we're saying over here, it could be pshat as pashut. Pashut as pshat. That if a person has a chiyuv to do a mitzvah, if it's Rami Alei right now to do a mitzvah, then this is Nishke Talmud Torah. A Talmud Torah that is not maybe Lidei Maisa is already problematic. But more so, if the Talmud Torah is at the expense of a mitzvah, a mitzvah shiyash alasai de achayim, then that's not a kiyum of Talmud Torah. Like we said earlier, mevatel Talmud Torah mitzvah shiyash alasai de achayim. If at this moment there's an option of doing a mitzvah that would not be done otherwise, then at that moment there's a suspension of the chiyuv of Talmud Torah. So it could be that in that circumstance, you actually wouldn't have the ma'ala of Talmud Torah altogether. Yeah? In other words, it's not that you're mevatel Talmud Torah for the sake of a mitzvah. But mokim where there's a competing mitzvah, at that point, there is no chiyuv of Talmud Torah to start with. Okay.